HKX. Mobile.
N4ZLK, mobile.
Doing today.
Well, I hope you are.
So it's getting a little warm for my liking, but it is what it is.
Just that. Warmer than I was expecting it to be. Didn't hear you this morning. I got a call at 1:50 this morning. My daughter called me, and she said, "Dad, I'm down in Georgia, and I'm on the side of the road. My friend and I went to a concert, and my AT oil light is flashing. What do I do?"
Good call. But I hope she got home okay, or you ain't got her.
Down and picked her up. She was down just south of the South Carolina border at the Livonia exit. Took her home, and now I'm headed back down with a car trailer. I'm hoping that her transmission is just low on oil. It's a Subaru and it's a CV transmission, but there's no dipstick. You got to fill it from underneath the car.
Got a little plug you got to pull out, and the tranny's got to be at a certain temperature to check it, because the fluid expands when it gets hotter.
We had a Subaru, and three of my kids have Subarus, because at one time I thought they were great vehicles, but I got rid of my wife's Subaru. I got so frustrated with it. It had so many little issues. We got it fairly new. It only had 30,000 miles on it, but I had to replace so many things, just constantly doing stuff, and I'm just tired of them. I went back to Toyota.
Hey, Shane, I got to jump out for a minute. I got a phone call coming in. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Okay, mobile.
AN4, UBG, Echo Link.
N4, is that okay?
How you doing, Shane? I heard you say you was on your way to State Line to pick up your daughter's car.
I'm headed that way, so I came home early this morning after going to get her, and came home and took a nap, and then went to a buddy's and picked up a trailer, and I'm headed back down there. I'm thankful for friends with trailers, car trailers.
Friends that's got car colors and tow dollies, and I've been thankful over the years. I've had to go get a many a car off the side of the road. I drove all the way to Slidell 1 year. A buddy of mine didn't have a tow dolly, so I had to go rent one. I had to rent home, hook it to my Explorer, and drag that joker all the way to Mobile, Alabama, right there where the big bridge goes over into, where the Mardi Gras and all is. They broke down at the end of that big bridge. They came off that bridge right there. The transmission started pouring transmission fluid. So I had to go pick it up and drive back. Everybody told me I couldn't do it in less than 12 hours there and 12 hours back. I done it 10 hours there and 10 hours back.
Oh, yeah, that's, wow. I don't know, if it was that far away, I'd probably say, well, you either abandon the car or pay to have it towed. No, I'd do what I could to help her out.
Yeah, Roger, it was my wife's aunt and uncle. You know, they had he had his handicapped brother with him. They'd already spent 2 days or 3 days in the car. They was broke down in a gas station truck stop thing. It wasn't no big one, but they'd been there for 3 days. I went to Walmart, got some tires put on the Explorer, got the oil and stuff changed, and I took a CB base station that had the plug on it that you could plug into a cigarette lighter, plugged it up, put a CB antenna on top of the car, and off we went. I left out about 5:30, 6 o'clock that afternoon. I didn't get back until it was sometime the next morning. I was like, wow, you know, that's a long drive. But I did it. I went down, picked them up, got them off the road. They was home safe and sound.
I appreciated it. I hope you're doing well, Kevin. Hope you and your wife are well. And what are you doing on EchoLink?
I'm outside of Columbia down here. I'm down here about mile marker 87 on 26 here, rolling back toward Greenville. I take that back. I'm at exit 85 and don't have good connection with the repeater on the mobile. And I can hear y'all on the mobile, but it's just cutting in and out through these hills coming out of Columbia here. But, yeah, that's why I was on EchoLink. But, yeah, the wife's doing good. I'm doing good. Just being overworked and underpaid, but trying to get a few things done. And took her to Florida a couple weekends ago. We went down to St. Augustine. Spent that Friday night, Saturday night, and came back Sunday and explored it a little bit down there and had a good time. I hadn't been on the radio too much, trying to work and drive and driving around the world, man. We put about 100 and some miles a trip on these trucks every time we go somewhere. I just came back from a PM at Amazon in Columbia. And they got another big Amazon that's starting tomorrow down there, one of the big main facilities. So I just went down, done a little one, and I headed back.
Good. That explains why you're on EchoLink. I've actually got into the repeater down to exit 90, but that was at nighttime, and the conditions just happened to be right. And I had the antenna on the tractor trailer, so it was up higher. But normally, yeah, you're hilltopping the whole way once you get down there below, exit 50 or 54.
JN4 UBG for ID. Yes. After you get down about, I think at about exit 60 something, wherever Samsung is up on the hill, that hill right before Samsung, I can actually hit the repeater. And talk, you know, on the car radio. But anything after that, yeah, it's just hilltopping. And at about 93.5 mile marker, I can hit the repeater on top of the hill right there at the bridge, but that's about it. Now, the one in my mobile in my personal vehicle, at about mile marker 99, or 100 right there in Columbia, I can actually hear the repeater. I can actually key the repeater. I can't keep it keyed because the antenna is a little bit different. This antenna is a little too short, and I got it between my 12-foot ladders and my extension ladders on top of the truck because the top of the cab of this thing is fiberglass or aluminum one. Can't get an antenna to stick nowhere on this truck other than the top of the buckboard up there.
When I was using a mag mount, some of them were aluminum. The magnetic wouldn't stick to it. And one night I was thinking, I remember talking to a guy in Simpsonville over at the Five Forks area. I talked to him on Simplex all the way down there around exit 80 to exit 90, but that was also conditions. That was unusual.
Well, I'm hoping them conditions starts opening back up before long. You know, they say the sun cycle's on its way back up. So hopefully it'll start opening back up a little bit here before long. Hopefully in the next, you know, couple years it'll be back like it's supposed to be. And I miss sometimes taking 150 watt amplifier and talking to California in places. I mean, you can do it now, but it's kind of a little harder than what it used to be. But you just have to get your conditions right. And the sun cycle being where it needs to be as far as the hot, you know, to create the mirror effect. But I hope it comes back up. You know, I'm starting to get prepared for it. Starting to get a few things put together. And I'm hoping to finish up my tower before long. And start getting some antennas put on top of got 40 feet of it out of the ground right now.
Yeah, I had made several Italian contacts yesterday and a Portugal. That was coming in really, really well on 20 meters. And then I got on 40 meters and made one, let's see. No, that was 2 days ago. I was talking to Portugal and then on 20 and then hit an Italian station on 40 meters right after that. But they were coming in really well. I've just got a little wire antenna up about 20 feet right now. And 4ZLK.
WX7MB, gentlemen, bands wide open to Europe right now on 10 meters. Working Spain, Madeira Island, even some African stations. It's just crazy wide open right now on 10.
I see, Kevin, it's open. It's opening. I think what you were hoping for is coming. Appreciate the info. N4ZLK.
Yeah, Roger. I've been thinking about taking that little, I got a little Kenwood the other day. It's a all mode, all band. I've been thinking about taking it. I thought about taking and putting it in here and making me a 10 meter station, mobile station. And, get me a decent little 10 meter antenna and put out there. But I ain't figured out. Probably gonna have to use a duplexer in order to, you know, do what I gotta do with it. In order to use 2 meters and 10 meters, because it's only got one SO239 on the back of it.
Two, one for the HF bands and one for the VHF. I didn't realize that. I've got a Yaesu that's got two of them. Just splits it off like that at the back of the radio.
And four UBG for ID. Yeah, my Kenwood TS2000, it has three of them. It's got the one that you use for UHF, VHF, and then it's got HF, and then it has, what do you call it? It's the funny one that you have to have the funny plug for to put into it, to adapt it down to SO239. It's got that plug on it and two SO239s on the back of it. One of them is the UHF, and one of them is VHF. And then the other one's HF. So, I mean, it works out good because I got one antenna that I can use for both. Or I have one antenna that I use just for the repeater, which is a 13B2 beam. And works very well. I just got to get them up a little higher than where I got them at. I got to get that tower done, get them up. Just everything's so crazy right now, man. I just ain't had time to do anything.
Man, there's a lot going on. Kevin, it's good to hear you. I'm up and down hills here, and I'm losing the repeater when I go down the bottom of them, getting close to the line. So I hope you have a great day. Good to hear you. Thanks for calling. KN4UBG, N4ZLK.
I'm here, Shane, and you have a safe journey down that way. Yeah, you're starting to get down in the hills at the Georgia line down there, so. Well, you have a good one, and we'll talk at you later. I'll say 73 to you, and good hearing from you. And we'll get back to you another day when we hear you. And N4ZLK, KN4UBG, I'll be clear and monitoring.
From 2 Tango Mobile.
I hear 2 Tango Mobile. KN4UBG, Echo Link.
KN4, I think UBE, I think. I'm not positive, but I heard that on Echo Link. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. I'm mobile here in the Spartanburg area. Over.
Roger. I'm mobile on 26 coming out of Columbia at about mile marker 72 down here. I could probably hit the repeater now on the mobile, but dropping in these holes here, I probably wouldn't have the repeater. But yeah, the call sign is Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. Name here is Kevin.
Kevin, name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. And when you get up about the Clinton exit, then you should be able to start doing it between Newberry and Clinton, and then you should be able to start doing better. And I'm watching two cars trying to have a wreck here. One trying to go straight out of a turn lane, the other one trying to turn out of a straight lane. Oh! And power companies working on power poles. So all kinds of a mess here, but sounds like you're headed up towards the upstate of South Carolina, or are you headed the other way?
Actually, I'm rolling back at exit 72 here. I'm rolling back toward the upstate, toward Greenville, going out of Columbia. Had to go down and do some BMs on an Amazon job, BM their doors and dock equipment. And we could actually do that one during the day. So good thing we didn't have to get up early in the morning and take off. So, you know, usually we've been, usually we leave out about, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning headed to Columbia. And they give us 10 doors a day at the big facility down there. And we have a span that starts at 5 o'clock and ends at 7. We can start at 5 and have it wrapped up by 7 and be pulling out of the parking lot. And then you got to go in, sign back out, and all that good stuff. So I'm glad I ain't doing that. Somebody else is starting that tomorrow. And one of the other guys started the one in Spartanburg off New Cut Road today. So I'm glad I get to stick to my day schedule for a while. I just came off the one on John Dobb Road over there about a week and a half ago. So they started the PM again because it was so late in the month. But I'm just glad it's on day shift now, you know, as far as me. Getting up that early in the morning, man, it swaps your whole days around. And then when you come off a early morning shift, then you got to swap your day back around. It's kind of hard. So it works out pretty good to be on one shift.
Well, sounds like your day went pretty good so far, and you're on your way back home, so that's always good. And I can understand that. My job usually either worked in the years past before I retired. My job was either like 7:30 in the morning till 5 or 5:30 in the evening, depending upon whether I had a meeting I had to attend that night. And then at one point in time, I worked from either 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, or from 4 in the afternoon till midnight, or whenever I got done, because that was back when I was doing computer stuff. So had all kinds of jobs over the years, but I've been retired for the last 13 years, so I'm, you know, I retired at 62, so I've been taking it easy. I say I've been taking it easy, but I seem to be doing more now than when I was actually working, and so that keeps me busy. WU2 T-Mobile.
Well, Roger, that, man, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, it's always nice to, you know, stay busy when you retire. You know, I've seen a lot of my friends, man, retire and end up dying, you know, because, I mean, they don't get out and do much. You know, then health issues hit them, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, when you retire, you still got to do something. You can't become a couch potato. You know, I had three good friends pass away that way, and then my father-in-law, my wife's stepdad, he passed away the same way. You know, he retired, and then he started with bad conditions with his heart, and he passed away. And then you know, my mama, you know, when we moved her down here from West Virginia to Simpsonville, South Carolina, then we moved to Fountain Inn, you know, she had a bad stroke, and she passed away. I can't remember when it was. It's been a little while back now. It's been, I don't know, it's been probably 10, 12 years ago now. April the 26th or the 27th, one. And she did the same thing when she had that stroke, man. It put her down, and she couldn't even hardly do anything. And she was getting over that stroke and then turned around and had another major stroke that really took her out. And took her out in her sleep. And so I've lost a lot of people, you know, that sit down and retired. But yeah, it's always good to be out doing something. I mean, even when I wasn't working with COVID, you know, I had to be doing something. So I was outside doing yard work or you know, something, helping somebody do something, or I was staying active. That's the main thing.
My wife, I used to work for the Housing Authority over here in Spartanburg, and five people retired while I was there, and three of them passed away within 6 months of retirement because they went home and sat on the porch or sat down and didn't do anything, and they didn't last. The other two were still active, and they're still going strong when I left there. But my wife passed 10 years ago, so I know what that's like. Well, I've arrived where I need to be. You take it easy, and be careful on the road coming back up. I got to pull by the ATM here, and then I got to go over and pick up my Chinese lunch to go home. And I'll talk to you later. Be safe on the road. KN4UBG, I believe it was. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango 73.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, KN4UBG. Will you have a good one out that way, Rusty, and we'll talk at you again. It's been a little while since I've been on here, but I'm glad to hear everybody in here. I need to start getting a little more active. I've kind of dropped off the end a little bit there, but got to listen every once in a while, see what's going on, check in from time to time. But you have a good one over that way, and have a good lunch, and we'll talk at you later. Just be careful on the way back home. KN4UBG, I'll be clear.
4CHY, anybody over like Oconee and Pickens filled the big thud a while ago.
Oh, KN4UBG, I'll be mobile on Echo Link on 26 headed toward Greenville. Ain't too far from the 385 interchange.
Roger, I was sitting here in the house and had just a big thud. The whole house shook. It was weird. It wasn't like an earthquake because it was just one solid thud. And boss man, we were just about to have a meeting, and my boss man confirmed that he lives a couple, 3 miles away from me. Not showing up on USGS site yet, but it was really weird.
Yeah, Roger, I had that to happen over in Fountain Inn over here where I live at a few years back. And I was sitting at home one afternoon. My wife was at church, and I heard a big kaboom, and you know, I didn't know what it was, man. It shook everything on the wall. My neighbor came out, said it shook his TV, everything, and he was asking me, did I know anything about it? Didn't really know anything about it at the time, you know. I didn't know if it might have been somebody shooting that stuff that you get from Academy. I didn't know if somebody done that or something blowed up. I mean, that's kind of what it sounded like, something blowed up. But I think a little while after that passed, I think they said that there was a jet somewhere that broke the sound barrier in training back up toward Wahala or somewhere over there, Easley, Wahala area, and it traveled for miles. And I think that was the confirmation that showed up on the news later after that. And people was talking about they had windows broken out for miles, you know, because he dropped, you know, I guess he dropped too low and moving too fast, and he broke the sound barrier. That'd be the only thing I would think of, not unless somebody's shooting that stuff that you buy from Walmart, you know, or not Walmart, but Academy.
Tannerite, I believe it is. Yeah, this was definitely a subterranean because the whole foundation shook. And went across the street to the neighbors to see if they felt it too. And guess nobody's home over there. And their neighbors were walking out, and I asked them, and they said, yep, they felt it too. Don't know what it was. And like I said, we were about to have a conference call, and my boss confirmed it. He's several miles away over on the lake. So, yeah, it was definitely something big. Yeah, that's probably, it's been probably, I don't know, 12 years ago or so, maybe even more. I used to work second shift, and I was sitting at the house one night. I felt the hole, well, before it happened, the cat comes screaming through the living room and back out, and it's like, well, what is her problem in the middle of the night? And shortly after that, the whole house just kind of rolled back and forth a couple of times. and come to find out that was an earthquake. But yeah, that's what was weird, because it was just one solid thump, and that was it. There was no rolling or anything happening over.
Well, Roger, well, hopefully somebody will come in and tell you, you know, come in on the repeater and tell you something. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there probably heard it too and felt it. So hopefully someone will let you know. Well, I'm going to take a standby here right quick. I just had the company phone to ring, and I didn't want to leave you standing up quick. I'm at exit 60 right here, rolling in past the Whitmire exit. And if you're still in there in a little bit, I'll get back with you. KN4 UBG, I'll be on standby for a moment.
For UBG, KN4 CHY, yep, been talking to you. We'll catch you a little later. I'm in the middle of work, so I might not be back around. Anyway, yeah, if anybody else around this area felt anything, give me a holler. KN4 CHY, standby.